Well, you don't have to go very far to see just how important running is to the people of Eldoret. Just outside the airport, there's a sign saying, "Welcome to Eldoret, home of champions. Only champions win London." And there is a painting of Martin Lell, the three-times winner of the London Marathon, outstretched arms, crossing the finishing line, a Union Jack just behind him. Really, this is the place where running means everything.
It's Monday morning.
Another group of athletes has just passed me. I've been out for about an hour and a half, and I've seen probably 300 athletes coming and going in different size groups. They've just run down the track in front of me. There are lots of signs pointing to schools, actually, but talking to a lot of these runners, a lot of them are young, and they see their future in running. They believe that what they're doing here could be the key to their success, but there are so many of them, and only a few of them can actually make it.
I've come out of P10 now and travelling along a very rickety country road. Deep red earth is potted with pools of water from all the torrential rain. If I look around me, there are farms here, small farms, people tending to their crops with very primitive, basic hoes. We're going to meet a 12-year-old girl who sees her talent for running as an escape from this kind of life.
Wow, just spent about an hour and a half or so with a very inspiring girl, the same age as my daughter, but wow, what responsibility lies on Nancy Gypto's shoulders. She is already a champion runner. She's won a national primary championships, and the entire community is hoping that she'll go on to bigger and better things so that, as a teacher put it, she can eradicate poverty. Well, it's Tuesday morning now, and it is track day today for the athletes here in E10. There's a real mixture of them running round this very sparse, basic dirt track.
I think this is what they call a downpour. It's 10:35 on Tuesday night, just having a final relaxing drink after a long day, but look as though we're now trapped inside because the rain is absolutely bucketing down outside.
Rather ironically, this is the sound of the shower in the morning, just a very small trickle after that downpour last night. Only managed to get a little bit of water coming out of the hot tap. The trouble is they only put it on full according to the runner's shower.